This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and it's great to share morning devotions. Thinking again today about that word patience, it's an important topic and I spoke about it yesterday. We lose out on so many blessings in life because we're too impatient, and I know that for myself. If we could trust God, it would be easy to be patient, but we really are impatient people. I read the other day about a church in Florida that advertises its Sunday 22-minute worship service. And the minister promises that 22 minutes after the service begins, you'll be able to go home. The music is fast, the prayers are quick, the sermons, they're only 8 minutes long. Well, maybe that's a sign of how much we're in a hurry these days. I said yesterday that it's not easy to develop patience. It goes really against human nature. After all, who is born patient? Let me give you a simple illustration. A young married couple have a beautiful baby boy. The child wakes up in the middle of the night. The child is hungry or wants his nappy changed. He just doesn't lie in bed and think, well, I know mummy and daddy are tired, so I'll just wait a more convenient time to let them know that I need something to eat or I need changing. No, the chances are, of course, that child has developed a healthy set of lungs. He gets his parents' attention, whether it's 2 a.m. or 2 p.m. So how true that most of us grow up struggling to be patient. It's difficult, yes, there's things like pride and selfishness and anger that stand between us and patience. I read the other day of a man in his car. The car stalled in heavy traffic just as the traffic light changed. No matter what he did, he couldn't get the car started. And of course, you guess what happened. The chorus of honking horns behind him made matters worse. So he got out of his car, he walked back to the first driver and said, I'm sorry, I can't seem to get my car started, but if you'll go up there and give it a try, I'll stay here and honk the horn for you. Isn't it true that we are impatient with anything or anyone that gets in our way? It's really contrary to our culture, our way of thinking. We live in this fast track, in the rat race. We're in a world of fast food, quick print, 10-minute oil changes, instant digital cameras. And I wonder if somehow we've convinced ourselves that impatience is actually a virtue. It's like the person who said, well, I might be impatient, but I get things done. Have you ever said that? Do you know there's a great verse from the Bible written by Solomon in the Old Testament, Proverbs 14, verse 29, says this. It's smart to be patient, but it's stupid to lose your temper. And then in Proverbs 15, 18, losing your temper causes a lot of trouble, but staying calm settles arguments. It's amazing how much insight there is into God's word. And there's another part here from the New Testament, Colossians 3. God loves you and he's chosen you as his own special people. So be gentle, kind, humble, meek, and patient. Put up with each other. Forgive anyone who does you wrong, just as Christ has forgiven you. Love is more important than anything else. It is what ties everything completely together. That's Colossians 3, 12 to 14. The author John Ortberg says, again and again, as we pursue the spiritual life, we must battle hurry. For many of us, the great danger is not that we will renounce our faith. It's that we will become so distracted and rushed and so preoccupied that we'll settle for a mediocre version of it. We'll just skim our lives instead of actually living them. I think that John Ortberg made a lot of sense there. How tragic it would be if we lived today in such a rush that we skim over the important things, all because we're too impatient. Sometimes it's people within our own family that cause us impatience. C.S. Lewis actually commented on this in one of his books. He said, when two humans have lived together for many years, it usually happens that each has tones of voice and expressions of face that become irritating to the other person. I guess you know what that means. But I think, as I said yesterday, let's remember something important, that God is patient with us. That's the overall theme. 2 Peter 3:9, and the Bible says, the Lord is not slow about keeping his promise, as some people think he is. In fact, God is patient because he wants everyone to turn from sin and no one to be lost. So how true that is. Heavenly Father, we know that you want us to be kind, to be patient. Lord, it's not easy when people are difficult. Help us today to be patient. And I offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.